All right, Riders fans, time for part two of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview that we did with Dylan McLean over the weekend in Amarillo. We played part one ahead of the series finale on Sunday, and now as the Riders take on the Tulsa Drillers, let's listen in to part two. Some of these other pitchers, just like you, were in Hub City last year, and now they're here in Frisco. Who are some of the ones that stand out to you off the field? What are your relationships like with those guys?
So me and Loomis, Eric Loomis, we roomed from probably June to August, or maybe May to August last year in Hub City. Then he ended up getting called up to Frisco for the end of the year. So me and him are super close from that. All the guys in the rotation, like me, Trenadu, Davalio, Leandro, like it feels like I've played a bunch of baseball with those guys and we're all super close.
Josh Trenadu, also a lefty starter, and then Blake Townsend in this rotation is also a lefty. What have you maybe taken from those guys?
I take different things from each of them. I mean, Trenadu, I wish I could just take his fastball. I like how aggressive he is with it on the mound. He's fun to watch, high energy guy. I kind of would make fun of him for showing like a little too much emotion last year at the start of the year. Then I was like, damn, maybe I should start doing that. Townsend, it's super cool to watch the way he can just move the ball, both arm side and glove side. It's pretty unique. I mean, he gets a ton of natural movement on it.
When you rolled the double play to finish your night in the fifth yesterday, you kind of pumped your fist as you came off the mound. Was that a little Josh trying to do leaking out?
So I was making fun of him for doing that a couple weeks ago, or actually last week against Midland. And then right away he's like, see, it's not bad to fist pump. I told him he did it in the second inning. I did it in the fifth, so it's a little different.
That makes a lot of sense. Shifting gears here with Dylan McLean on the Cacique pregame show. You were drafted in the shortened 2020 draft. What was that experience like?
It was a big adjustment coming into pro ball, going from like junior high school playing, didn't play all senior year, and then straight into professional baseball. It was a huge jump, honestly. I mean, the competition in Oregon, it's not great. And I mean, facing pro hitters, it was a big adjustment, but I'm glad it was what I needed. I'm glad for it now.
The draft was only five rounds that year. Did you have an expectation you were going to go in the draft, even though it was shorter?
No, I didn't think I was going to get drafted. My agent called me when it got shortened to five rounds, or advisor at the time called me, and he was like, yeah, it's probably looking like college now that they shortened the draft and no high school season. And then in the weeks sort of leading up to the draft, started to hear my name get thrown around some places, and then still didn't think much of it. And when I got that first call on draft day, it was just like a surreal feeling.
Two of those guys who were also drafted with you in 2020 were former Riders who have already made the big leagues, and Justin Foscue and Evan Carter. Do you have much of a relationship with those guys because you were in the same draft class?
Yeah, I would say I do Foscue's bracket pool every year. I'm still looking to win it. He arranges a big one with the guys in spring. And yeah, I have a good relationship with both those guys. I'll say what's up to them in spring training, and they're both great players.
How'd your bracket do this year?
Horrible.
Who'd you have?
I had Arizona beating Duke in the final. I had Michigan, I don't know why, but I had Michigan losing in like the Sweet 16. It was not my year.
Do you have an early projection for next year?
I mean, that's so far away, but I've heard through Twitter or X that UConn's gonna be pretty loaded, and Texas is getting a lot of guys in the transfer portal, but I'll just say Duke again. Yeah. They're going to win it one of these years. If I keep trusting them, they'll win once.
Maybe eventually. Final question for you, Dylan. What are some goals that you have for yourself this year, your first in AA?
My biggest goal is just to be available for my team every week. Just make every start and honestly just keep throwing every pitch with conviction. I mean, that's really all I can control at the end of the day.
That's Dylan McLean here on the Cacique pregame show. Dylan, thank you for the time.
Of course. Anytime.
Again, our thanks go out to Dylan McLean for sitting down with us on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Game one is coming up against the Tulsa Drillers, and we've got more to come here on the Cacique pregame show, including starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.